The Golden Bough. A Study of Magic and Religion. By Sir James George Frazer. This audiobook was produced by Klaus-Dieter Mond, Rastatt, Germany and is published under the conditions of the Gutenberg Organization. Please note, this chapter was cut into three files, as the original was too long for concentrated listening. Chapter 45. The Corn Mother and the Corn Maiden in Northern Europe. Part 1. It has been argued by W. Mannhardt that the first part of Demeter's name is derived from an alleged Cretan word dia, barley, and that accordingly Demeter means neither more nor less than barley mother, or corn mother. For the root of the word seems to have been applied to different kinds of grain by different branches of the Aryans. As Crete appears to have been one of the most ancient seats of the worship of Demeter, it would not be surprising if her name were of Cretan origin. But the etymology is open to serious objections, and it is safer therefore to lay no stress on it. Be that as it may, we have found independent reasons for identifying Demeter as the Corn Mother, and of the two species of corn associated with her in Greek religion, namely barley and wheat, the barley has perhaps the better claim to be her original element. For not only would it seem to have been the staple food of the Greeks in the Homeric age, but there are grounds for believing that it is one of the oldest, if not the very oldest, cereal cultivated by the Aryan race. Certainly the use of barley in the religious ritual of the ancient Hindus as well as of the ancient Greeks furnishes a strong argument in favor of the great antiquity of its cultivation, which is known to have been practiced by the lake dwellers of the Stone Age in Europe. Analogies to the corn mother or barley mother of ancient Greece have been collected in great abundance by W. Mannhardt from the folklore of modern Europe. The following may serve as specimens. In Germany the corn is very commonly personified under the name of the corn mother. Thus in spring, when the corn waves in the wind, the peasants say, "There comes the corn mother," or "The corn mother is running over the field," or "The corn mother is going through the corn." When children wish to go into the fields to pull the blue corn flowers or the red poppies, they are told not to do so, because the corn mother is sitting in the corn and will catch them. Or again she is called, according to the crop, the rear mother or the pea mother, and children are warned against straying in the rear or among the peas by threats of the rear mother or the pea mother. Again the corn mother is believed to make the crop grow. Thus in the neighborhood of Magdeburg it is sometimes said, "It will be a good year for flax." The flax mother has been seen. In a village of Styria it is said that the corn mother, in the shape of a female puppet made out of the last sheaf of corn and dressed in white, may be seen at midnight in the cornfields, which she fertilizes by passing through them. But if she is angry with a farmer, she withers up all his corn. Further, the corn mother plays an important part in harvest customs. She is believed to be present in the handful of corn which is left standing last on the field. And with the cutting of this last handful she is caught, or driven away, or killed. In the first of these cases, the last sheaf is carried joyfully home and honored as a divine being. It is placed in the barn, and at threshing the corn spirit appears again. In the Hanoverian district of Hadeln the reaper stands round the last sheaf and beat it with sticks in order to drive the corn mother out of it. They call to each other, "There she is. Hit her. Take care she doesn't catch you." The beating goes on till the grain is completely threshed out. Then the corn mother is believed to be driven away. In the neighborhood of Danzig the person who cuts the last ears of corn makes them into a doll, which is called the corn mother or the old woman and is brought home on the last wagon. In some parts of Holstein the last sheaf is dressed in woman's clothes and called the corn mother. It is carried home on the last wagon, and then thoroughly drenched with water. The drenching with water is doubtless a rain charm. In the district of Bruck in Styria the last sheaf, called the corn mother, is made up into the shape of a woman by the oldest married woman in the village, of an age from 50 to 55 years. The finest ears are plucked out of it and made into a wreath, which, twined with flowers, is carried on her head by the prettiest girl of the village to the farmer or squire, while the corn mother is laid down in the barn to keep off the mice. In other villages of the same district, the corn mother, at the close of harvest, is carried by two lads at the top of a bowl. They march behind a girl who wears a wreath to the squire's house, and while he receives the wreath and hangs it up in the hall, the corn mother is placed on the top of a pile of wood, where she is the center of the harvest supper and dance. Afterwards she is hung up in the barn and remains there till the threshing is over. The man who gives the last stroke at threshing is called the son of the corn mother. He is tied up in the corn mother, beaten, and carried through the village. The wreath is dedicated in church on the following Sunday. And on Easter Eve the grain is rubbed out of it by a seven-year-old girl and scattered amongst the young corn. At Christmas the straw of the wreath is placed in the manger to make the cattle thrive. Here the fertilizing power of the corn mother is plainly brought out by scattering the seed taken from her body, for the wreath is made out of the corn mother, among the new corn. And her influence over animal life is indicated by placing the straw in the manger. Amongst the Slavs also the last sheaf is known as the rear mother, the wheat mother, the oats mother, the barley mother, and so on, according to the crop. In the district of Tarno, Galicia, the wreath made out of the last stalks is called the wheat mother, rear mother, or pea mother. It is placed on a girl's head and kept till spring, when some of the grain is mixed with the seed corn. Here again the fertilizing power of the corn mother is indicated. In France, also, in the neighborhood of Auxerre, the last sheaf goes by the name of the mother of the wheat, mother of the barley, mother of the rear, or mother of the oats. They leave it standing in the field till the last wagon is about to enter homewards. Then they make a puppet out of it, dress it with clothes belonging to the farmer, and adorn it with a crown and a blue or white scarf. A branch of a tree is stuck in the breast of the puppet, which is now called the Ceres. At the dance in the evening the Ceres is set in the middle of the floor, and the reaper who reaped fastest dances round it with the prettiest girl for his partner. After the dance a pyre is made. All the girls, each wearing a wreath, strip the puppet, pull it to pieces, and place it on the pyre, along with the flowers with which it was adorned. Then the girl who is the first to finish reaping sets fire to the pile, and all pray that Ceres may give a fruitful year. Here, as Mannhardt observes, the old custom has remained intact, though the name Ceres is a bit of schoolmaster's learning. In Upper Brittany the last sheaf is always made into human shape. But if the farmer is a married man, it is made double and consists of a little corn puppet placed inside of a large one. This is called the mother sheaf. It is delivered to the farmer's wife, who unties it and gives drink money in return. Sometimes the last sheaf is called, not the corn mother, but the harvest mother or the great mother. In the province of Osnabrück, Hanover, it is called the harvest mother. It is made up in female form, and then the reapers dance about with it. In some parts of Westphalia the last sheaf at the rear harvest is made especially heavy by fastening stones in it. They bring it home on the last wagon and call it the Great Mother, though they do not fashion it into any special shape. In the district of Erfurt a very heavy sheaf, not necessarily the last, is called the Great Mother, and is carried on the last wagon to the barn, where all hands lift it down amid a fire of jokes. Sometimes again the last sheaf is called the Grandmother, and is adorned with flowers, ribbons, and a woman's apron. In East Prussia, at the rear or wheat harvest, the reapers call out to the woman who binds the last sheaf, "You are getting the old grandmother." In the neighborhood of Magdeburg the men and women servants strive who shall get the last sheaf, called the grandmother. Whoever gets it will be married in the next year, but his or her spouse will be old. If a girl gets it, she will marry a widower. If a man gets it, he will marry an old crone. In Silesia the grandmother a huge bundle made up of three or four sheaves by the person who tied the last sheaf was formerly fashioned into a rude likeness of the human form. In the neighborhood of Belfast the last sheaf sometimes goes by the name of the granny. It is not cut in the usual way, but all the reapers throw their sickles at it and try to bring it down. It is plucked and kept till the next autumn. Whoever gets it will marry in the course of the year. Often the last sheaf is called the old woman or the old man. In Germany it is frequently shaped and dressed as a woman, and the person who cuts it or binds it is said to get the old woman. At Altisham, in Swabia, when all the corn of a farm has been cut except a single strip, all the reapers stand in a row before the strip. Each cuts his share rapidly, and he who gives the last cut has the old woman. When the sheaves are being set up in heaps, the person who gets hold of the old woman, which is the largest and thickest of all the sheaves, is jeered at by the rest, who call out to him, "He has the old woman and must keep her." The woman who binds the last sheaf is sometimes herself called the old woman, and it is said that she will be married in the next year. In New Sass, West Prussia, both the last sheaf, which is dressed up in jacket, hat, and ribbons, and the woman who binds it are called the old woman. Together they are brought home on the last wagon and are drenched with water. In various parts of North Germany the last sheaf at harvest is made up into a human effigy and called the old man. And the woman who bound it is said to have the old man. In West Prussia, when the last rear is being raked together, the women and girls hurry with the work, for none of them likes to be the last and to get the old man, that is, a puppet made out of the last sheaf, which must be carried before the other reapers by the person who's the last to finish. In Silesia the last sheaf is called the old woman or the old man and is the theme of many jests. It is made unusually large and is sometimes weighted with a stone. Among the Wends, the man or woman who binds the last sheaf at wheat harvest is said to have the old man. A puppet is made out of the wheaten straw and is in the likeness of a man and decked with flowers. The person who bound the last sheaf must carry the old man home, while the rest laugh and jeer at him. The puppet is hung up in the farmhouse and remains till a new old man is made at the next harvest. In some of these customs, as Mannhardt has remarked, the person who is called by the same name as the last sheaf and sits beside it on the last wagon is obviously identified with it. He or she represents the corn spirit which has been caught in the last sheaf. In other words, the corn spirit is represented in duplicate, by a human being and by a sheaf. The identification of the person with the sheaf is made still clearer by the custom of wrapping up in the last sheaf the person who cuts or binds it. Thus the term Storf in Silesia it used to be the regular practice to tie up in the last sheaf the woman who had bound it. At Weiden, in Bavaria, it is the cutter, not the binder, of the last sheaf who is tied up in it. Here the person wrapped up in the corn represents the corn spirit, exactly as a person wrapped in branches or leaves represents the tree spirit. The last sheaf, designated as the old woman, is often distinguished from the other sheaves by its size and weight. Thus in some villages of West Prussia the old woman is made twice as long and thick as a common sheaf, and a stone is fastened in the middle of it. Sometimes it is made so heavy that a man can barely lift it. At Old Pillor, in some land, 8 or 9 sheaves are often tied together to make the old woman, and the man who sets it up grumbles at its weight. At Itzgrund, in Saxe-Coburg, the last sheaf, called the old woman, is made large with the express intention of thereby securing a good crop next year. Thus the custom of making the last sheaf unusually large or heavy is a charm, working by sympathetic magic, to ensure a large and heavy crop at the following harvest. In Scotland, when the last corn was cut after Hallowmas, the female figure made out of it was sometimes called the Carlin or Carline, that is, the old woman. But if cut before Hallowmas, it was called the maiden. If cut after sunset, it was called the witch, being supposed to bring bad luck. Among the Highlanders of Scotland the last corn cut at harvest is known either as the old wife, Caillich, or as the maiden. On the whole the former name seems to prevail in the western and the latter in the central and eastern districts. Of the maiden we shall speak presently. Here we are dealing with the old wife. The following general account of the custom is given by a careful and well-informed inquirer, the Reverend J.G. Campbell, minister of the remote Hebridean island of Terry, the harvest old wife, a Cailleach.